Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Let's hear a few things from Raheem Morris as OTAs were going on today. Next week's mandatory minicamp. What's that? That's where everybody is required to be there. But as far as what's going on right now, what is the latest on Kyle Pitts? We just had that discussion a little bit late last hour. This is what our head coach said.
Yeah, extremely cautious with Kyle right now and what he's got going on. Obviously, you don't talk about injuries this time of year, but definitely being cautious with him. So you won't see him. He's been here. He's done such a great job of all the stuff that we've asked him. He's been in every single meeting. He's been in every single thing that we've done other than the field. And he's been absolutely outstanding to be around in all this type of that era. But we're going to be extremely cautious in him. We had a couple people like that when we don't have him out there that we're extremely cautious with that we know are here and have been a part of everything and just not in the grass.
Now, if he balls out this year, gets 1,000 yards or 10 touchdowns, we're not going to remember that he missed the OTAs.
Right.
But dealing with everything we always seem to talk about, Kyle Pitts, this isn't really the best scenario, is it?
Well, that word extremely cautious is concerning.
Yes.
Just because, like, if this was just a simple ankle sprain, right, you'd be like, he would have stated that. Simple ankle sprain, guys. You gave him a couple of days off. He'll be back next week, mandatory minicamp. If this was a big toe stub, he would have said, I stubbed his big toe at the crib. He'll be back next week, mandatory minicamp. Right. Coach, what about Kyle Pitts? We're being extremely cautious. Why?
Yeah.
What are we talking about
here?
What's
going on? I mean, so he can't practice.
And Mike.
So it's an injury.
Mike, we're not playing anybody. The Bills aren't on our schedule next week.
Right.
You're not disclosing any injury information to any team that would be looked upon as critical information that they could maybe use. What's wrong?
Right. Now, as I said to Carl earlier, now again, this is not us trying to get 2 + 2 and give you 5 as a result, but it is interesting that you hear these stories that started last week, and then there was 2 that were published.
Yep.
That Pitts is, they're fielding calls about Pitts. They're talking to people about Pitts, trading Pitts.
You know, also, I just
work here. Yeah, we heard.
Kyle wants to stay here.
Yeah.
And that's great. And I hope you do and ball out. Because, again, at the end of the day, guys, don't get it twisted. What Carl said to start the conversation, we all want to see this guy live up to the hype for being the unicorn he was supposed to be as the 4th overall pick. But getting back to the point here, kind of interesting. Are they frustrated? Did he injure himself doing something he wasn't supposed to be doing?
Mm.
Or is it just simply just the vagaries of his offseason workout and he came to? But this is a week that, you know, you'd like to see him on the same page with Penix, because Penix is putting all the reps in as the starter. So it's a little strange.
Yeah, he's there.
I find it interesting that they're hearing these rumors about a guy. Or as I said to Carl, is it the cherry on top of the Kyle Pitts aggravation Sunday?
It might be. That it just might be that. Meanwhile, Raheem Morris was asked about Jalen Walker, which we're all curious about. How has he been doing?
Jalen Walker's been absolutely awesome. It's hard to say to compete with the veterans right now just because of the phase we're at, right? It's not really highly competitive. It's more like learning what to do. You're able to go out there. There's no real physicality involved in it, but to watch his urgency and how he practices, his attention to detail, he knows how to practice at a very high level. He wants to get better and better every single day, and he seemed like he does. Like he's a instant coach, you know. He's like grits, man. Like you just tell him something, and he does it the first time, every single time, and he like goes out and is able to get that stuff done. So that stuff has been absolutely amazing and awesome with him, and I look forward really with all those guys, but particularly him. He's very easy to coach.
So no real physicality out there. Then why are you being extremely cautious? I'm asking.
It's a great question. If there's no physicality, then why are you being so cautious?
There's really no physicality. He just said that.
Inquiring minds want to know.
And so if that's the case, then that means he could be on the – there's no real physical – you're not pushing guys – that's why the Bergeron thing is interesting. You're right. Not really pushing guys around and getting after it. And maybe they just got on each other's nerves and got tired of smelling each other's breath and decided to, you know, get after each other. Who knows? But that's why I'm saying the Kyle Pitts thing is That phrase, I don't like that phrase. That's a phrase you use in week 10, and you got 7 more weeks to play, and you're like, we're being extremely cautious.
Right. Or you're going to trade a guy. You don't know what the other teams out there trade for him. He's injured. I don't know, man. We got him on ice. We got him on
ice.
Yeah, we got him on ice for you, whoever's going to trade for him. Our man Joe Patrick says, not surprising, Onyemata and Bergeron were the guys scuffling today because we know Bergeron, he has got that dog in him. He's that guy, and we don't know as much about Onyemata. We've only interviewed him a few times, but apparently those are guys that always bring the fight, the little feistiness to practice.
Wow, I love it. One other thing, what about Drake London, Mike? We think Drake, by the way, I know it's way early. Drake's going to be recognized this year as one of the best wide receivers in the NFL?
Yes.
I agree.
Yes, because he's going to have a lot of targets in his hands.
And they're going to be in his hands. You're right. He's not jumping 18 feet in the air. Drake London, what about his growth, Coach? How is that going for Drake London?
Hey, Drake is a really funny one because he comes across as this really nice, just, you know, calm demeanor human, and he is absolutely the opposite when it comes to football. He is a barnyard bully. He's a dog. He's a high-level competitor. You better get your coaching and your information to him during the week. Because when the lights come on, it's time to play football, and he's going to go. And I absolutely love that about him. And he finds quality in people on our football team that he absolutely magnetizes to have that type of demeanor. There'll be a lot of things that you got to correct after the game with Drake, because he's going to go dark. And he has a darkness about him that I love and I think his teammates appreciate.
You and I said this, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago when we first interviewed him, and the intensity. Mm-hmm. And that's what coaches talk about. He's got, I mean, he's, not, you know, sometimes we think a SoCal guy, what, he's got a real intensity. That's what Reem's talking about.
Yeah, and he used the word dark. That's a really good way to put it. I mean, it really is. And you're right, Mike. The perception is that he's going to be a softy and, you know, really nice guy. He is, but he's one of these killers. Well, he is a killer. And if you don't believe me, Mike, we've talked about this play ad nauseum. The missed opportunity in the end zone, and when Penix goes back to him and he makes the play, that's a dog. That's a guy that looked at Penix and said, you don't throw the ball to me right now? Like, we're going right back to that. That's what we need more of those guys. And I'm not saying divas. There's a difference, guys. There's a difference between crying about getting the ball and saying, I am your best wide receiver. Throw me the ball. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm your best running back. Give it to Bijan 20 times, Mike, or more. There's nothing wrong with those things. So, I'm curious to see how this team forms, and this is what's going on right now. This is why these OTAs are important. You're on the field. You're getting leadership qualities from certain guys. You're finding out where things need to be. That way you can ramp things up at mandatory minicamp next week.
Right. I love Drake's game, man. 1,000 yards last year. I mean, you go back and you look at it. I mean, that's a monster year for any metric. 1,200 yards, 100 receptions, and 9 touchdowns. Yeah. That's the kind of stuff that, you know, we expect to have, and I think you can see that you know, you get the rest of the wide receiver core could probably duplicate that. I mean, you could have 2,000 yard receivers this year with Penix the whole way through, starting from week 1.
From week 1. Meanwhile, 49ers and Eagles are finalizing a trade for Bryce Huff. Dolphins and Steelers, Mike, reportedly still talking about Jonnu Smith trade. And around the league, I do want you to hear this. OBJ said he didn't want to leave the Giants. Remember, now the last few years for him have just kind of been, where is he at?
Right.
But this is OBJ in his own words.
For me, it's like the New York Giants. Like, I never, ever wanted to leave the New York Giants. The reason you heard me talking about what was going on is because I was pissed, because where I come from in college, if we lost one game, our season was over. this was an organization I got drafted to. They believed in me. So if the Giants went and won a Super Bowl, I would be happy. But deep down inside,
you're like,
I wanted to be the one.
You wanted the one to bring one.
No question.
Yeah. Another one.
So it's definitely, you'll always hold that. But then, you know, if someone like me, I went to the LA Rams, won a Super Bowl, you know.
You know.
You know what I mean? But like, I still, you just want that.
It's a Giant, you know. There's a big connection there, and he was there. They weren't bad when the actually Giants were good. Hard to remember when the Giants were good, but he was there when they were good.
Yeah, and you do forget, at least most people, he did win a Super Bowl with the Rams. Remember, he gets hurt late, and you know we're talking about OBJ, should I say, Odell Beckham. But that's interesting for him to have that still in his heart for the Giants.
Hey, man, we mentioned the Falcons out there today. We also talked about off the air. Falcons and Titans are going to have some extra time together as part of the schedule. I love these joint practices. Number one, as a fan, it's great to see these guys really get
ready to level up. Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After it, you want to talk about some fights. Sometimes you see if we saw that in Miami. Remember that was 2 years ago, right, down in South Florida?
Yeah.
But Falcons, Raheem Morris, saying that, yeah, they're going to host the Titans for joint practices in August. And then they'll be playing, of course, at Mercedes-Benz. Yeah, it was joint practice with the Dolphins. They did that back in a couple years back, and then did it with the Jaguars, too. So if you're going to be up there at Flower Branch, I can't wait to see this team in action.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.